Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 295. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy 1st of September. Happy start of Labor Day weekend for those of you in the States. Welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions related to health, fitness, diet, nutrition, and lots more here on the show. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. It's one of my favorite parts of the show, so definitely keep sending in those questions. Like I started mentioning yesterday, I haven't always been into health and fitness and nutrition. I was diagnosed with a chronic disease when I was 19 and then started to get into all of this fun stuff. Before my diagnosis, I could have cared less about what I talk about on this show. But it took getting sick for me to realize how important changing your lifestyle is, eating right, exercising, managing your stress, and so I wanted to share that information with all of you. That was really the genesis of this podcast. So getting sick at 19 not only changed my lifestyle, but it changed my educational trajectory. I got my doctorate of public health degree in chronic disease prevention and nutrition because I wanted to know more and more about how nutrition can help prevent chronic disease, and I wanted to educate others about this very thing. I'm also a certified personal trainer or exercise physiologist, same thing, because I realized I do actually like exercise. I just had to find the exercises I liked to do. I'm also a certified health education specialist, again, because I like to educate others about health, and a registered dietitian nutritionist. So truly, nutrition, health, wellness are my passions, if you couldn't pick that up from what I just said. That's enough out of me for now. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Would you recommend beginners like me who started going to the gym for about a year to use whey or proteins? Or is it at what point is it advisable to start taking supplements like protein? Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Robbie. Working out and protein, they go together like peanut butter and, not jelly, something more nutritious. They go together like peanut butter and banana. How about that? So how much protein do you need to eat now that you're working out regularly? First, I'm going to use my psychic abilities and go out on a limb by saying chances are you're probably already consuming enough protein. And this actually goes for pretty much everyone listening right now. Now, how could I possibly know this? This is because there have been a lot of data collected on how much and what types of food populations around the world consume regularly. And what we've learned is that most consume plenty of protein each day, and plenty of high-quality protein at that. But is that enough protein truly to support muscle growth and help build strength? That's the answer everyone wants to know, right? The American College of Sports Medicine says that if your goal is to build strength and muscle, you need to consume 1.2 to 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Frustrating because that's a lot of math, and the recommendations don't use ounces of protein and pounds of body weight. For us Americans, that's just extra conversions we have to do. Luckily, the math isn't too hard. We're going to figure this out together, so stick with me here. Let's say the caller Ravi weighs 125 pounds. So to use the American College of Sports Medicine's recommendations, we first need to convert Ravi's weight into kilograms. Luckily, again, the math is simple. Stick with me here. Remember, Ravi is 125 pounds. So we take that number, 125, and divide that by 2.2. You would do the same thing for your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, divide 150 by 2.2. If you weigh 110 pounds, same thing. Divide 110 by what? 2.2. That's going to give you your weight in kilograms. So, Robbie's weight in kilograms, when I punch it into my calculator, because I can't do that kind of math in my head, is 56.82 kilograms. So now what? Now that we know Robbie's body weight in kilograms, we can figure out how much protein she needs to consume each day. So like I mentioned before, the American College of Sports Medicine says, if you want to build strength and muscle, you need somewhere between 1.2 and 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. We know Robbie's hypothetical body weight in kilograms now. We just figured it out to be 56.82. So what we need to do is take 56.82 and multiply it by the American College of Sports Medicine's recommendations. We'll start by multiplying 56.82, that's her body weight in kilograms, by 1.2 grams of protein. Plug that into your calculator and you'd get about 68 grams of protein. That means at a minimum, Robbie, because she weighs 125 pounds, needs to consume about 68 grams of protein each day to build strength and muscle. But remember, there's a range that the American College of Sports Medicine provided. They said between 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram body weight up to 1.7. So let's try and figure out her maximum. We'll take her body weight in kilograms again. That's 56.82. We already figured that out. And instead of multiplying it by 1.2, we're going to multiply it by the higher number, 1.7. Plug it into your calculator, 56.82 times 1.7 equals 97 grams of protein. So if Robbie, or really anyone else that weighs 125 pounds, wants to be sure they're getting enough protein to support muscle growth, they need to consume anywhere between 68 and 97 grams of protein per day. For those of us, again, in the States, we still don't quite know how to make sense of grams. So bear with us. 68 and 97 grams of protein is about 1/3 to 1/2 cup of cooked chicken, for example. So what this means is, for someone that weighs 125 pounds, they need to eat about 1/2 cup of cooked chicken each day to ensure they're getting enough protein to build strength and muscle. That's not much, I know. Plus, this doesn't include any protein they're getting from other sources. Eggs, meat, dairy, beans, soy, breads, etc. They all contain protein too. So sadly, I'm not really psychic. I just know that for most people, they get way more protein than they need each day. But aren't some forms of protein higher quality or better for muscle growth? Yes, this is actually true. Robbie specifically asked about whey protein. You hear about people using whey protein supplements a lot because it's actually an easily absorbed form of protein. Unfortunately, easily absorbed sometimes translates to better for you in many people's minds. But this isn't always true. Alcohol, for example, is easily absorbed by the body, but that's not always a good thing. The studies on whey protein have found that for most people, it is safe to use. It is, of course, important that you select a supplement relatively free of impurities and follow the right dosing pattern. Now, I've talked about finding supplements that are relatively free of impurities many, many times on this podcast before, so definitely check out those episodes. Now, whey protein is safe, but is it helpful? What we're learning is that consuming whey protein as a supplement is really only helpful for certain groups of people. For example, those that follow a vegan lifestyle may consider taking a whey protein supplement. Yes, there are vegan whey protein supplements. This is because by avoiding all animal products, they may not consume enough protein each day. Those that are 55 years of age and older may also benefit from taking whey protein supplements. This is because as we age, we're not so good at maintaining and growing muscle anymore. And researchers are finding whey protein can help with that. But I'm going to share with you an even better trick. Rather than supplementing with whey protein, try and eat some leucine-rich sources of protein within 30 minutes after your workout. Leucine is a type of amino acid, and we're learning that leucine itself really helps to support muscle growth, especially when it's consumed soon after a workout. Luckily, it's found in many common foods like yogurt, whole eggs and egg whites, chicken, nuts and seeds, these are all good sources of leucine. So what's the bottom line then? First, you likely don't need a protein supplement like whey protein unless you follow a vegan meal pattern or are 55 years of age and older and work out consistently. This is because you're probably consuming enough protein each day as it is. Now, if you want to help your body build strength and muscle as efficiently as possible, instead of focusing on a supplement, consider instead consuming some leucine-rich foods within 30 minutes of finishing your workout. Then, do your best to stay consistent, follow a meal plan full of balance and variety, and you'll help build that strength and see those muscles popping in due time. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Robbie. You'll be entered into very small raffles every month to win a book from us. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description at oldpodcast.com. And that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing this podcast with someone. I hope you have a great weekend. And for those of you in the States, a great Labor Day holiday weekend. I'll still be back here on Monday, even though it's a holiday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.